Hi everyone, it's Allie. Welcome back to the Feeling Good Sometimes podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. Today's episode is with Giselle, and Giselle is the co-founder of The Cosmic Laundry. Maybe you know her from Instagram or TikTok or something like that. She is an astrologist and a human design guide, which I honestly had no knowledge about before we had this conversation. So it was really cool to learn more and learn about what she does and how she got started into it. And yeah, I'm so excited for you to hear and learn more about the Cosmic Laundry. And you'll probably realize that I was quite mind blown about everything that comes with astrology. I was very much someone who just kind of figured it was just like the horoscopes, and no, it's really not. There's so much more. So I'm very excited for you to hear today's episode, and let me know if your mind gets blown as much as mine did. Hi, Giselle. Welcome to the Feeling Good Sometimes podcast. I'm so excited that you're here.
Hi. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
Yay. So every episode starts with me asking, how are you feeling? So it can be in this moment or just in general.
Oh, I love that you open your podcast with that. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm a little sleepy, a little tired. We've been, you know, moving into a new place, just kind of getting everything like resettled. So the last few weeks I've been feeling a bit ungrounded, but that's starting to shift a little bit. So today I just woke up feeling a little bit tired, but otherwise I'm pretty good.
Yeah, that's nice. I know. It's like Monday morning. It's pretty easy to wake up feeling tired.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, well, people may know you as the Cosmic Laundry, right? That's your Instagram handle. Yes. And when I first reached out, I was like, oh my God, I don't even know her name.
I know. I had to put my name on there. It was happening.
I just saw that because I was like, oh, yep, her name's there now. I was like, I hope I didn't miss that before. Yeah. But I would love to know a little bit about what you do. And yeah, like, what is it you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, I'm an astrologer and human design guide. I have a background in social work and psychology. So before this, I was a therapist and I worked in private practice. Okay. And so obviously my work has changed a lot. Like it's shifted in terms of like my scope and the work that I do in that kind of way, but I'm still like just connecting with people one-on-one every single day, you know, helping them, supporting them. I think I've moved out of, you know, I think the difference, I was thinking about this morning actually, of like what the difference between before and now is. And before, I feel like I was really supporting people through just navigating trauma and grief and all of those different things. And now I get to support people when they're on the other side of things and they're ready for something, you know, they're ready to bring in more excitement and joy and lightness into their life. But on a daily basis, I'm basically just like talking about the cosmos and educating people about their birth charts and hearing stories. So I feel like I have the best job in the world, honestly.
Yeah, that's so cool. How did you like get into this from being a therapist and everything?
Yeah, so I have always been really fascinated by archetype systems. So when I was working as a therapist, I loved like Myers-Briggs. I loved the Enneagram. Like I remember being a kid and any of those like personality quizzes or like any of that stuff I've always been obsessed with. And astrology has been one of those things for me. When I was 26, 27, I kind of went through a bit of a like spiritual awakening, for lack of better words, and started to study astrology for myself because I really wanted to learn kind of like what I was here to do and like what my path was and to get really clear on that. And through learning that for myself, I just found that I have a really natural gift for understanding it and for understanding the language of it. And so then I started to bring it into my work with clients, and then I had the Cosmic Laundry and I had my private practice, and eventually it was just too much. I had to choose, you know. But it was really organic. It was never part of the plan. It was never what I thought I would be doing. It just kind of happened in a sense,
which I feel like is kind of like the best thing, if it just like kind of came to you, then obviously it was something that you're meant to be doing instead of like forcing it.
Yes. And that's exactly it. It's one of those things where I won't say it's been easy, because being an entrepreneur is not easy.
No.
There's definitely always challenges. But knowing what I am meant to be doing and making the choice to do this was easy, because it just felt so clear and so aligned, like right from the get-go. But it is interesting, because it's definitely not what the plan was, right? I think like most of us, we have this plan of where we think we're going to be and what we think we're going to do. And that was not it for me. So it's just interesting.
That's so cool. So how, like when you kind of figured out that this was something that you wanted to learn about, what was like the process to that? Like, I don't even know, like, do you just like Google? Did you do a course or like, what was it all?
A lot. I'm a reader, and I also have this very rebellious streak in me. For those of you that like know astrology, this will make sense. I'm an Aquarius moon, so I actually don't love learning systems from other people. I like learning from multiple people and then creating my own understanding of it. So that's essentially what I did, was I got my hands on as many books as I possibly could. It kind of felt like a 3 month long, like going into the vortex. Like, I don't even know. It felt very frantic in a way, of just like reading and learning and studying. Once I decided to learn it and I started to get into it, I was obsessed for a good long while. And for me, it was, a lot of reading, a lot of listening to podcasts. There's lots of like, there's something called the Astrology University where you can purchase courses. So I took a few of those, but essentially I just tried to get, you know, as wide of an understanding of astrology from as many astrologers as I could, so I could come to my own conclusions about it.
That's so interesting, but that's really cool.
Yeah.
And so
it was an interesting process.
Yeah. Like, you just like one day were like, okay, I'm going to dive into this and go all out.
Yes. Well, and I have ADHD, so that was like a hyper focus for me for a while.
Right.
And I never intended to do readings or become an astrologer. I just was interested in it and I was passionate about it. And I started talking about it with friends and family. And I had a business Instagram account for my therapy practice at that time. So I started talking a little bit about it, like dipping my toes in there. And it just kind of like snowballed from there. So when I first started doing readings, they were just for fun. It was like $30. People would come to my house. We'd sit down at my kitchen table and I'd like read their charts. It just happened very organically. But originally it was just for me. It was because I just wanted to learn it for myself. I was really interested in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. So then how did the whole, like, how did the cosmic laundry start? Is that how it started, with like you doing the readings? And then like, where does the name come from? Because I'm just like, I'm confused.
Yes.
As an outsider who's not in that world.
So I operated under my own like name. I didn't have the Cosmic Laundry for a long time. And then I started doing like workshops. I started recognizing that people, you know, even people who would come to me in my therapy practice would come to me because they heard from somebody else that I knew astrology, right? Oh. So I recognized really quickly that that was the thing that people wanted to hear from me. And so then I had always kind of wanted to have a podcast. I've always been like a writer. I've always loved like self-expression and talking about things. I'm a Gemini, so I communicate very well, and I like to talk. So when I started the podcast, I was like, I need a podcast name. And the name The Cosmic Laundry had kind of been just like orbiting around me for a while. And I wasn't using it because I was like, I don't even know what this means. Like, people always ask me, what's the meaning? Where did it go? It doesn't have one. I just thought it sounded cool. It just like kind of kept coming up. And I was like, that sounds catchy. It's easy to remember. So it started with that being the podcast name. And then eventually it just became the business name.
Ah, so cool. So you seem like you're someone who's very just kind of like intuitive, but very curious as well.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I would say that those are definitely two words that you could use to describe me. For sure.
Yeah. Because some people would just kind of be like, oh, that's interesting, but that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. Or that's just, oh, I'll just read a book about it. And then that's that.
Yeah, I think another thing too is I'm very passionate. And I always say that I don't really like do anything half-assed. Like I'm in or I'm out with things. Like when I'm interested in something, I'm super interested. And I also grew up on a farm. So I have this like crazy work ethic, I think, from a farmer's background. And I think I recognized very quickly, I was like, this is a need. There's like a void for this kind of knowledge and understanding that people are so hungry for. And I loved it. I was passionate about it and I knew how to work. So I just kind of started creating tons of content and putting a lot of things out there and it just grew from that. So I would say it's like partially the curiosity and then partially just, I think some of those like natural entrepreneurial tendencies that I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you focus on, can you like dive into a little bit of what you do? Like you obviously do human design and then I don't even really know much about human design. I've probably listened to like, no, I know I'm a Virgo. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, we should look it up after. I can tell you a little bit, but so I use astrology and I use human design and I do a lot of work with like feminine energy kind of stuff too.
Okay.
And a lot of the people who come to me are wanting to learn how to really step into their feminine and really learn how to soften in life and to not work so hard and to really trust their creative instincts and their intuition and their passion. So I would say that's kind of the underlying piece. But essentially with astrology and human design, I really see your birth chart, which essentially is a map of where all of the planets were at the time that you were born, right? So you have a sun sign, you have a Mercury sign, you have a Pluto sign, and they all represent different aspects of your psyche. So your astrology really explains why sometimes you have these competing or conflicting values, why one part of you wants to go this way and another part of you wants to go that way. It's also a map. It's got, there's something in astrology called houses and there's 12 different houses and each house represents a different area of life. So you can see the map of your literal life, your spouse, your children, your parents, your career, like all of that is held within your astrology. It's very cool.
So crazy.
And then your human design. I know it's actually wild. When I first got into astrology, I was so skeptical because I came from an academic background.
Right.
I was like, how does this work? But the more clients I've seen, the more I'm like, wow, this is spot on. There's just something to this. But yeah, so I work with the natal chart. And then I also work with your human design, your body graph, which is more, it's not as much about like the layout of your life and all of those different things. It's more about how your energy operates. It's more about like your aura and your energy as if it's a vehicle. So it's like, how much sleep do you need? Do you need routine or do you not need routine? What are the natural gifts that you have? What is the, what does your presence kind of activate in others? Because in human design, really the bottom line of it is that we all have certain energies that we carry and we're exchanging those energies with each other all of the time. So we're impacting each other even just from being in each other's presence. So your human design gets to tell you about what that impact is. And then your astrology tells you about the overall like themes of your life, if that makes sense.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm like shook.
Yeah, it's very,
I've like
very
heard
cool.
of stuff. Yeah. I've heard of stuff like this
That's
before, but I just never like dived into it or like, I guess I have the one app. What's that app called that everyone has?
Pattern or CoStar?
No, CoStar. So I have that and it just sends me things daily, but I don't even really like look into them. And I think like, I don't know what that does. I'm just like, oh, that's cool. But like, I have never like dove into any of this like area, but I didn't realize it could just literally tell you so much.
Yeah, well, I think there's, and that's so common because a lot of people, when we think of astrology, we think of like pop astrology. We think of your like horoscope of like, oh, Gemini, right, this month you'll, yes, win the lottery. And the thing with that is that those are, I don't want to say that they're not real, but they're more for fun than they are for anything. Like, right, astrology actually goes so, so, so much deeper. And horoscopes can be helpful if they're written by an astrologer, but a lot of horoscopes aren't even written by astrologers. They're just written by journalists and writers.
Yeah.
I think that's changing now, actually. There's enough astrologers that they are being, but yeah, there's a lot more to astrology. And the thing about astrology is that it goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Like, I've been studying for 6 years and there's, okay, still always like something new for me to learn. Because there's just like, it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Like, it really expands. It's its own whole other language.
Yeah, I had no idea. So I'm curious, like, as you started to as you started to venture into this kind of like with your own life, and can you like dive into kind of like what you've seen change in your life? Like, I'm sure you're obviously more aware about things, and I'm just like curious what that has been like for you, if you want to share.
Yeah, for sure. This is actually the big like why. So me and my sister talk about this all the time. I brought her into the Cosmic Laundry a couple of years ago, so it's not just me anymore.
Okay, cool.
It's the two of us. And yeah, so we always kind of talk about the why of like what we're doing and why we're doing it, because I think that's really important to kind of keep your, you know, vision on that or your sight on that. And human design and astrology really helped me to love myself and to express myself as myself and to know myself more. I think that it can be so easy for us all to lean into certain modes of how we think we should behave. And we get a lot of conditioning from parents, from teachers, from school systems, from jobs, from bosses, right? The entire world is telling us who to be and how to act. And the first time I started to work with my own charts, I began to understand that a lot of the natural tendencies and traits that I have that I had always felt a little bit of shame about are natural to me. They're my authentic way of being. They're my gifts. They're there for a reason. And I had spent a lot of time trying to move past those things and get over those things instead of just accepting them. And so I think that was definitely the biggest benefit, was just that jump in confidence of like, it is literally okay to be who I am, like permission granted to be yourself. And then on top of that, I think it's just also helped me to understand other people. So my relationships are so much better because I just understand the people in my life so much better. And I can give people a lot more grace to just be who they are without wishing that they were different or that they were more like me. Astrology and human design really teach you that every single person is so unique and every single person has a very different path a very different path to walk. And so it gives you a lot of grace for other people too.
That makes so much sense. And yeah, I feel like everyone's life battle is always trying to figure out how to not be ourselves or trying to get through like the shame or anything like that when it's like things that we've done or parts of ourselves that we don't want to accept or things that feel wrong. And then it's like we kind of have these little like spurts of, I don't know, callings maybe that come into us and we're like, oh, we should do this. But then it's like we question it straight away. And then we're like, well, is it even of value? But this seems like it kind of helps you figure it out.
Yeah, it just helps you to have a different language for why, right? I'll use an example between like my sister and I, because we have very different designs, right? So she is something called a protector, and about 22-ish% of the population projectors. And a lot of the conditioning that projectors have is that they are lazy, that they move too slow, that they don't work hard enough. And so projectors will often overcompensate by being the hardest person working, the hardest working person in the room, in an organization, in a project, because they have this fear of being seen as lazy. And the thing that is ironic about that is that projectors are here to guide and to lead. They're actually not here to do. They're here to be the person kind of you know, behind the screen saying, you go here, you do this, you do that, kind of like the foreman, if you want to say. Mm-hmm. And so they're not meant to be working as hard as the rest of us in terms of doing actual work. They're actually meant to be overseeing and guiding. And they really teach us to work smarter, not harder. And so if projectors are spending a lot of time trying to work like they think they should, they end up being burnt out, bitter, you know, they're frustrated, and they're not successful because that's not how they're meant to be. So when I think of like my sister, who's a projector, in our business, I would say the like day-to-day, like in the business work is mostly me, but the overseeing of things and making sure that things are going in the direction that they need to go, that's where her genius comes in. And that's where most projectors' genius comes in, is being able to do that. But if she didn't know that, she'd probably be trying to be here with me every single day doing all of the day-to-day stuff, which isn't her vibe. And then on my side, I'm something called a manifesting generator. About 35% of the population are man-gens, and we move very fast. It's literally the opposite of a projector. Like, I can get done 3 days worth of work in one day if I'm excited about it and if I like doing it. But the thing is that we move very fast, or so fast that we make a lot of mistakes. So a lot of the programming that we get is that we don't pay attention, that we make too many mistakes, that we're too messy, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And so when manifesting generators learn that part of their magic is how quickly they move, and it's okay that they make mistakes, that's actually part of the process, then they can move quickly instead of trying to move in a way that's really methodical. Does this make sense?
This is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone has, there's five different energy types. So there's three more of those, and everyone has their own kind of unique way of operating. And with that operating, I find that every single person has their own unique conditioning that is tied to, or like unique shame often that is tied to their natural, authentic way of being. And when you can work through that shame and just go, oh, wait, this is who I am, I'm meant to be this way, it makes you so much more powerful. And you can just kind of be in your magic lane, and you're happier, you're more successful, you're, you know, all of the things.
Wow, that's so cool. So how do you figure out what you are? Is that based off of your birth date, or like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So for the natal chart, I use astro.com because it's free. So I'll use that for clients. And you go in there and you input your birthday, birth time, and birthplace, and it'll spit something out that you probably won't be able to read. Honestly, it's like a little map. It's totally confusing. But if you want to start learning, there's lots of, you know, astrology books on that. And then Human Design also uses those things, birthday, birth time, birth location. And you can get that on our website, actually, thecosmiclaundry.com. If you go under resources, get your chart, you can put all that info in there. And we have a little report, so it tells you a little bit about it. But yeah, it's definitely a learning curve. So when you first start going in, we call it like going into the rabbit hole, because there's so much to learn.
Right.
But it's really fun. It's a process of self-discovery, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's so cool. So yeah, you just kind of like, I guess, figure out what, I don't even know what to call it, type of person you are. What do you call it when it's different types?
Yeah, so there's so many different things. But what I was just talking about was the energy type. So you'll find in Human Design, that's your number one thing to look at is your energy type. And that's the projector, manifesting generator, reflector, and manifester. And then from there, you can start to build and learn. And the thing about this too is that it's more important to learn a small part and to implement that and work with that and accept that part of yourself and operate as that and then move on to another small part than it is to overwhelm yourself with learning all of it at once and then being like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to implement this because it's too much information. So it's also okay if you look at your chart and you're like, this is the only piece that I can understand, because then you just work with that piece. And I truly believe that when you're ready for the deeper pieces, they'll start to make more sense to you. So if you're looking at something and you just can't grasp it, you're like, this does not make any sense. My belief is that that's like level two or level three. It doesn't have to make sense yet. There's a reason it doesn't make sense yet. Eventually it will. So you can really like take your time with working with the charts too. Or you can hire someone, which is honestly probably the easiest thing to do, because then you don't have to do any of that work. Someone just helps you. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I guess your job, like this is where you come into play. Like you are the person that tells everyone what their charts are and everything like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. I actually, there was like a good period of time where I really wanted to just teach other people how to read their charts. And I still do a lot of that. I do a lot of mentoring and teaching people astrology and human design. That's still a huge bulk of what I do. But for a while I didn't do readings because I really had this belief of like, nobody can read your chart better than you can read your chart. And I do think that's true to some extent. But what I've found over the years is that a lot of people don't have the time or the energy or the interest to learn astrology or human design enough to be able to read a chart. So then that's where the readings and stuff come in, is just having that kind of laid out for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So what would the process be like to work with you? Like, what would the steps be like?
Yeah. It's pretty simple. We have a couple of different options. My favorite thing that we offer, especially for people who are brand new, is something called a soul guide. So I sit down, I take a look at your charts. We put together a guide that is, every single one is unique. It's made just for you. They're about 80 pages. Actually, there'll be more. I'm working on adding in another chapter today for this
week. Oh my gosh.
There'll be about probably 100 pages, yeah, of just like straight information about both of your charts, your astrology and your human design. That's probably the best place to start. But if you're somebody that also just really loves that one-on-one connection piece, if you have questions about it, if you want to really like connect with me, then that's where the one-on-one readings come in. And I have a few different options. I have like an intro reading, I have a business reading, and then I have ongoing like coaching kind of readings. And those are one-on-one and done over Zoom. So you get a recording of everything. You can go back in and listen.
Cool. Yeah. So what's this whole, I think I saw it on your Instagram. It was like my soul guide or something. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, so what is that?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's that 80-page PDF. I really, when I first started with doing readings, I found that I had a lot of people that would book in like every 6 months and be like, I forgot everything you said to me. I need you to tell me again. And I always felt really bad. I was always like, oh, like you already spent money on getting this reading. And so I was like, okay, I went into problem solving mode, right? I was like, how do we solve this problem of people forgetting? And so then I decided to create these PDFs, these little booklets. And I wanted them to be something that you could be really proud to show other people and that you could like display. So I put a lot of work into making them really beautiful. My sister Chantal, who's the other half of the Cosmic Laundry, is also an incredible artist. So she made illustrations for everything. It's like, honestly, they're so gorgeous. And so essentially you can just sit there and read about yourself. Like it's a Bible or a manual about who you are and how you operate, all based on, you know, the cosmos and all based on your astrology and your human design.
Oh my God, that's so cool. It's like a book about yourself without you having to write it.
Yeah, they're very, very fun even to put together. I love just seeing like the patterns and seeing like certain people will all like book in at the same time. Like there's certain things that are really rare in charts. And sometimes I'll have a week where we have like 10 of them. And I'm like, whoa, there's something going on with, you know, reflectors this week where they're all looking for support or guidance. It's very interesting.
Cool. I feel like I need that. Yeah. So can you go into detail?
About like what goes in them?
You could go into detail for like, I mean, 80 pages, that's, or you're going to do 100 pages. Like, I would like have no idea what's even in there about yourself.
What's in there? Yes. The beginning of it, we go into your sun and your moon. I work with the moon a lot in astrology because it's your inner child. It's your early childhood environment. It says a lot about your attachment. It says a lot about the way you process emotion. And because of the background that they come from, that's obviously really important to me, that people know how they operate on an emotional and intuitive level. So the first entire part is really going into the moon. And I have something called moon archetypes that I've found through my work with clients, these certain patterns that I've noticed, that I've kind of named. And so we go into what your moon archetypes are. Then we go into your sun, which is like your gifts. And then your rising sign, which is your soul self, your midheaven, which is your career path, or not necessarily your career path, but your legacy, your reputation. Then we go into all of the planets and the goddess asteroids, by sign and by house. And then I'm like, what all is in here? Then we switch over to human design and you get your energy type, which is how you operate energetically. You get your profile, which is your kind of unique role that you're here to play. We all have a different way of operating in terms of the roles that we play in our communities. And then we go into your incarnation cross, which is your purpose, essentially, your destiny, the energy that you're going to fulfill throughout your life. And then in human design, there's an incorporation of the chakras, essentially. So we all carry different energies within different centers. So we go through each of your centers, whether it's defined or undefined, and what that means for you. And then the piece that we're adding in now is the gates. So there's 64 different gates. I personally think that the gates are so important because every gate represents a different energy or a different gift. And I really see them as our gifts. And so you'll get to know now, starting as soon as I get these done, probably next week, there'll be an option to add on your gates so that you can learn what your natural gifts are and which gates you carry.
That's so much.
Yeah, there's a lot in them, and a lot. And there's more. Like, I think what we're kind of going to be doing expansion packs. So it'll have like the basics that you need, and then you add on whatever all, because there's so many more other things that we could add in, but I didn't want to overwhelm people because it's already a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like,
yeah.
So you said there's like a section that tells you kind of like what your purpose is and like what your career should be. But like, what if you don't want that? Like, this is where I'm kind of like, how does this work? Yeah. Like, do you have to like follow what everything is set out for you?
No. So it's not necessarily about what your career is. It's about the reputation or the legacy that you're going to have in whatever path you choose. So my belief is that we have free will and that your birth chart is just a map of how you operate and how you naturally are. And so this is actually a really common misconception with the midheaven, mm-hmm. is that it is the work that you're here to do. It's not really, it's more the like vibe or the energy that you bring into the work. So for example, I'm a Libra rising. So it doesn't matter, a Libra midheaven. So it doesn't matter what I am doing. I could be working on a construction site. I could be a therapist. I could be doing astrology. It does not matter. I would always bring a kind of Libran energy to my work. And my reputation is always going to be very Libran. I notice this all the time with people where they'll meet me and they'll just be like, you are the sweetest, most angel baby of a person. And when I was younger, I didn't love that. But your midheaven really is that reputation that you have. It's how people see you, even if it's not who you are at home. Whereas if I had, say, an Aries midheaven, I'd probably have a lot more like fiery, independent, like that kind of energy, which I naturally have a lot of, but people would see that more. Does that make sense? So it has more to do with your reputation and how people perceive you, and then also the natural gifts that you bring into your workplace. But it doesn't necessarily have to do with the career that you're going to choose.
Right. Okay. So it's more kind of like,
there are some
more like how you show up, I guess, in the world.
Yes, exactly. And I really think you can use your birth chart as a blueprint for understanding yourself better, but it's not meant to tell you who you are. Like, it's never, ever meant to tell you who you are. And you're not meant to make decisions, really big decisions in your life based off of your astrology. You're just meant to use it to know yourself better. That's all.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Although there is overlap, like Libra midheavens, like me, often become marriage counselors or judges or social workers or lawyers or in the beauty industry. Or there's, you know, that's common. Scorpio midheavens often work in trauma or emergency. You see them all the time as like paramedics. Virgo midheavens often join the military or paramedics or health and wellness. Like, there definitely is overlap, but there's always outliers and there's always people who choose to do something different.
Oh my God. I feel like I just like am in a fantasy book or something.
It does feel very like, yeah, like fantastical for sure. And it's one of those things that I try to make as grounded as possible, because it can be really easy to kind of like float away into the clouds and be like, what is happening? Who am I? You know, and we see that a lot with people who tap into the spiritual. But I really, really believe that everything in our world is connected, and that we are deeply connected to nature. We're deeply connected to, you know, the plants, the animals, the trees, the air, and that we're also very deeply impacted and connected to the cosmos and to the planets and what's happening up there. It's one of those things that is unexplainable. I do think that someday science will be able to explain why this works, but I've just found that it works. You know, it's one of those things that is mystical and kind of enchanting and kind of hard to understand, hard to wrap your brain around. But something about it just seems to work for the people that it works for, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. Like, I'm just like kind of mind blown, because I'm just like reading a fantasy book right now. This is totally random, but I'm just like, this feels like it should be like out of a fantasy book. But I think it's just because we obviously have grown up in a world where this is not something you ever learn about, or something that you're kind of like put in the direction to even think about yourself when it comes to like going through all this for yourself. Did it have an impact on like your mental health, or just like, I'm just so curious.
Yeah, I think I will say that astrology and human design is not going to hit or land for everybody, because I believe that this is like a spiritual language. I believe that God or spirit or the universe speaks to you in the language that you most understand. So for some people, that is going to be like organized religion, or it's going to be spending time in nature. I do find that there's a huge revival of astrology right now. Human design is new. Human design didn't come onto the planet until 1987. Maybe, I can't remember the exact year, but astrology has been around forever. There's astrology references in the Bible. Our days of the week are named after the planets. A lot of people don't realize that or recognize that. A lot of our common understanding of the world actually comes from astrology. It's just that around the same time when organized religion or the patriarchy, you know, if we want to go down that route, started to take root, a lot of these more mystical, more feminine, more intuitive, more witchy kind of ways of being and operating were essentially made illegal, right? And so there's this huge renaissance right now surrounding things like astrology and surrounding things like, you know, understanding mysticism and understanding what a magical world we actually live in. I think that it's really sad that a lot of people grow out of that belief in magic and that belief in wonder and that curiosity. And I think that this is where things like astrology can bring you back into that. And, you know, like reading fantasy novels and going into those other worlds. But when you start to study this stuff, you start to realize like we kind of do live in a bit of a fantasy novel. Like there's a lot of very mysterious, magical, witchy things happening all of the time that we have been conditioned not to see.
Oh my God. This is so cool. I just keep thinking like, oh my God, like what is going on?
I know. This is like the brain, like I don't know, like explosion that happens when you start getting into this. And I also always say too, like, this is an experiment. So I definitely am like, you don't have to go into just like full believing. I used to always, and I still do this sometimes. I'm like, okay, if you want me to believe this, spirit, God, universe, like, you've got to show me some proof. And so I think that having a bit of skepticism is healthy. That's a healthy, healthy thing to have. But it is really magical when you start to open yourself up to the possibilities of like, what if this is all real? What if this is all true?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess like, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do you come across people that you work with, or I guess even people like when you first got into this and they were just kind of like, this is not real. Like, what are you talking about? Like, did you get any pushback or?
Yeah, I think when I first started, I got a lot of pushback, but mostly because I wasn't sure yet, you know? And so I think there was maybe a bit of a test. Of like, okay, do you really believe this? Are you sure enough in this, right? And so at the beginning, definitely, and also 6 years ago, it just wasn't as mainstream. It's becoming a lot more mainstream, a lot more common. The thing that I think really like clinched it for me was learning that companies like Google and Apple, that politicians and like the White House governments, they all have astrologers. You know, when I learned that, I was like, oh, there's something really, really mystical happening here, really powerful. But I don't really get a lot of pushback anymore. And I don't know if it's because things have changed and times have changed and people are really desperate to learn more about themselves. Or I don't know if it's maybe just because I'm so sure in it that I don't have really, yeah, it just doesn't really come up as often. But it definitely did when I first started practicing. And there definitely are a lot of people in the world that would think that this is all voodoo, right? And that's fine.
Yeah. I guess you probably attract like people who want to learn and who are interested, because I'm assuming that like if you know your energy and you're working within your energy, you're going to attract those people that also kind of want that as well.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I will definitely attract some people who are like new to it. One thing I will say is that I love supporting people in the process of this, of like, I love watching people be like, wow, this is real. Or there's something like, how did you know that? I love working with people who are at the beginning stages of all of this. So it's not that I don't get people who are skeptical, but I definitely don't get people who are like fully not in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there anything that like happened to you when you were first like diving into this where you kind of like what you said earlier, like, give me a sign if this is real? Like, was there anything that just kind of like blew your mind?
Yeah, there were lots of things. I think the biggest thing, I had this moment when I first started thinking about leaving my private practice behind and going into this full time, because that was scary, right? I was like, I went to school for 1,000 years, you know, got my dream job in my 20s, which I wasn't expecting. Like, I had kind of made it to the point where I wanted to be. And I was really struggling with that decision. And I had this moment where I kind of had this breakdown. I was like driving in my car. I had this like breakdown where I was like, if this is the path that I'm meant to take, like if I am meant to fully do astrology and lean into this, you need to show me that that's what I'm meant to do, because this is a really scary decision to make. And the next day I got a phone call from this random number. It was this woman in Saskatoon who was like, my mom was a world-renowned astrologer. She worked for the White House. She has all of these astrology books. I don't know what to do with them. I heard that you are into astrology. Do you want them? And I went and picked up this library of like 100 books, a lot of like old school astrology books that you cannot get anymore. They're like, you can't find copies of them. They're like falling apart. They're like 100 years old, like an insane astrology library from, you know, a world-renowned astrologer. Her name was Sheila Kendall. And that was it for me. I was like, okay, very, very clearly, this is like the path for me. And I had a lot of moments like that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I got chills when you said that.
Yeah, it was wild. I remember that day being like, whoa, okay. okay, this is it. And I think within a couple months, I had decided to do it full time after that.
Oh my gosh. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's like similar as to people believing in God and like constantly like praying and like calling on God for anything that they're making decisions through and everything like that.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, again, like I really just feel like God or the divine just speaks to everybody that's open to that. And we all kind of have our own connection or our own language for that, right? And I really do feel like most people have had some of those experiences where it's kind of unexplainable. There's some big synchronicity that happened, right? Most of us have something like that. You have dreams that come true or you have a gut feeling about something, right? And I think that we're really in this time where a lot more people are beginning to understand that that could be real and that there's something really magical about those moments.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with not believing, but I guess if you are like, why not? Like, why not try and see what happens?
Yeah, exactly. I think the thing that like really, I grew up in a, I don't know. I grew up, my dad grew up Catholic. And so he's okay. Catholic, but, and there's semblances of like Catholicism in my childhood, but we didn't really go to church that often. Or it wasn't like, I didn't grow up in a religious family. If I did go to church, I just went with my grandma because I wanted to, usually just because I wanted to like dress up and look pretty or whatever. But there was this moment in university where we were learning about longevity and aging and the things that make people healthier as they age. And one of the biggest things was belief in God. Or belief in something, belief in some type of religion. And so I remember at that point being like, okay, I need to find something to believe in. Because I think believing in God in a really religious sense, there was always something missing for me there. And I realize now that it's because religion is very masculine. It's very disconnected from the feminine. But yeah, I think when I learned like, okay, this will help me to be happier. I'll age better. I'll be more calm. Like I was like this, I'm all in. And I do think that there's something really beautiful about believing in something, you know, no matter what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess it's just a whole like saying of like, having faith and having hope in something. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, like there's nothing that it doesn't hurt you, right? Mm-hmm. As long as you're being kind to other people and allowing other people to have their beliefs too, which I think is a really important part of any type of path. It doesn't hurt anyone. It just enriches your life. And so like, yeah, maybe you get to the end of your life and you learn that none of this was real, but it doesn't really matter because it supported you in that time. So there's really, in my opinion, nothing to lose by having belief in something, you know?
That's so true. Yeah. Cause maybe it's just kind of like, well, actually you're putting yourself in a better mental state or whatever it may be. And at the end of the day, if it makes you happier, yeah, then so be it.
Then it worked. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. But so yeah, cool. I remember when I first started learning about all of it and it felt very big and it felt like a lot. It felt like a lot to assimilate into my brain and to understand. And the process of opening yourself to believing something new is actually very, very hard on the psyche. Like our brain undergoes a lot of work when we're learning something new. So I always do tell people like, take it slow, bite off what you can do. You don't have to run headfirst into things and you don't have to believe everything. There's a lot of things in the spiritual community that I personally don't believe. I think it's really important to have your own discernment and a healthy skepticism and to filter things through your own belief system of like, do I believe in that? Does that contribute to my values? I think that's really important too.
Mm, yeah, totally. I mean, that's just kind of like anything in life, right? And it's kind of, I guess if you learn more about yourself and allow yourself to kind of be who you are, then it's usually when we're struggling with ourselves and who we are that we feed into what other people say, right? And then we are like, oh, we can't feel this way or we shouldn't be thinking that. And it's just kind of, we don't have that confidence in ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think that that's where things like astrology or human design can help you to just develop that confidence. It gives you that that permission to be yourself, and from that you just develop a lot more self-awareness and confidence.
So cool. Well, I definitely want to learn more about myself now. That's something I've been like trying to work on, is like learning more about myself and just kind of like actually allowing myself to do that. But it's just very intriguing.
Yeah, I think it's important. Yeah. And I think too, like, even the process of self-inquiry, of going through this and going like, going through something like the soul guide or a reading and going, does that feel like me? Does that feel true for me? Like, that process in itself, I think, is really valuable, because you're asking questions about yourself and getting to know yourself. It's, you know, very similar to something like journaling or meditating, where you're really inquiring about like who you are. And I feel like astrology even can just be that. It can be a process of self-inquiry, you know?
Which is something that we generally don't do. It's not something that is very like sought out and taught. I feel like that, like, it should almost be taught in school.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like you have to kind of like hit something really rough, and then you're like, okay, I need to figure myself out. And then sometimes people wait too long, right? It's just kind of like, why aren't we doing this our whole life?
Totally. I think that's why that, like, I don't know if you've heard of the term like dark night of the soul, but essentially that's what you're talking about. There's, for a lot of people, there's this moment where they hit rock bottom and they go, I've built a life that I don't love and I don't know who I am, and now I need to figure it out. And that is the beginning of a spiritual awakening for a lot of people. But I think we're moving into, I mean, I'm very certain that we're moving into a time period where people are going to be doing more of that self-inquiry and going to need less of those like rock bottom, like the universe kicking your ass kind of moments. Like, we're just going to be a little bit more willing to listen to ourselves and do things our own way.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what we hear, right? It's like, oh, you have to hit rock bottom and then you can like figure yourself out, or you have to struggle like a lot and then you'll figure yourself out. But like, what if we don't have to do that? Like, and it's kind of like, oh, you're, there's something really good is going to happen to your life if you hit rock bottom. And like, look at all these amazing people who are like massive therapists, massive kind of like educators, I guess. Yeah. Like, they've all had a rock bottom moment and then they've made something of themselves. But like, does everybody necessarily have to go through that?
Yeah, and I don't believe so. I think that we all have low moments and we all have moments where things are hard and where difficult things happen. But I definitely, one of my favorite astrologers, her name is Deborah Silverman, and she always talks about how she asks the universe to send her an alarm instead of waking her up with a 2x4. So she's taught herself to learn to listen when that alarm is going off, of like, something is different, you need to make a change, so that she doesn't constantly have to have those rock bottom moments or be like hit in the head by that cosmic 2x4. You know, she's just always in a process of listening.
So interesting.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure your brain is going like a million miles a minute.
Well, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to learn about myself, or what do I need to know? And
yeah, probably nothing. The thing that I love about it is there'll be very few things in there that you don't already know about yourself. It will just mostly be confirmation of like, it's okay. All of this is okay. It's okay for me to be who I am.
Which is what we all basically want and need.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I think this is a good spot to end our conversation, but I do have some rapid fire questions before we say goodbye.
Okay.
Alrighty. So the first question is, what is something you do that makes you feel good?
Oh, dancing. That's my like go-to. If I'm like in a funk or I don't feel good or I'm not happy, dancing is my thing.
Awesome. What type of music do you listen to?
Everything, but if it's dancing, I really like Afro beats, like R&B, something with a really nice like beat for sure.
Sweet. What is something you value?
Oh, I value a lot of things. I think this is so cheesy, but the first thing that came to mind was love. I think like love and intimacy and passion, creativity, those are my biggest values, I would say.
I don't think I've heard anyone answer that with love, so I don't think that's cheesy.
That's so interesting. I always feel like that would be like a common like niche answer, you know? What do people normally answer that with?
I feel like people are kind of like family or relationship. Like there's a lot of that. I can't even remember what other people have said, but I haven't heard love yet. So yeah, I like
cute.
That.
Yeah, I think family and relationships are great too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is something you want to let go of?
Oh, I love that. Restlessness. I'm a very restless person. And it's not necessarily something that I want to let go of because I've learned to just accept that about myself, but I do want to mature in that a little bit so that I can, you know, have a bit more stability in my life. Cause I have a tendency to put down roots and then immediately like uproot and go somewhere else and do something else. So learning how to stay is really important for me right now.
Yeah. Awesome. What is something you're working on? Can be like personal or business or whatever, anything.
Yeah, there's lots. I feel like I'm always in the process of kind of expanding in all areas of my life. But right now, I would say I'm really working on consistency. It's a really big thing that I'm working on in my business, in my life, with my health, with everything, just being more consistent and doing the things that I know that I need to do.
That's a really hard one.
Yeah, it's definitely tough and I really struggle with it. My energy is very all over the place, but I find that I just really thrive when I have like a ritual and a routine and when my life is really consistent. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Yeah. Okay, the last one is, how do you want to be remembered?
I love this too, because this is actually so aligned with the midheaven. A lot of people will answer in alignment with your midheaven in astrology, but I really want to be remembered as someone kind and someone gentle and someone that was good to people. Those are the most important things to me.
Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, before we say goodbye, can you... I mean, we kind of did talk about Cosmic Laundry, but just plug it in where people can find you, how people can work with you. Obviously, I'll link everything, but yeah.
For sure. Yeah, so we are the Cosmic Laundry on all accounts. We have some like fake imposter accounts on Instagram. So if you go to follow us, we're the ones with the check mark. If there's no check mark, it's not us. And please do not send anyone money because they're like messaging people sometimes asking for things. But you can follow us on TikTok, Instagram. We have a website, thecosmiclaundry.com. There's lots of information on there. And then all of the things that you need to book a reading or book a soul guide are either in my link in bio on Instagram or TikTok or on our website.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'll have everything linked so that people can get there easy. But yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to share everything that you do and kind of how you got into it. And I'm sure there'll be other people like me who are just like now very curious.
Yeah, mind blown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's a really great conversation. A lot of times I'm either on my podcast or I'm on other, like, you know, very spiritual podcasts. And so a lot of times I'm talking about things from maybe the more like middle or the more intermediate level. And I love being able to go back to the beginning and talk about the beginning stages of learning this stuff and why it's important, because I don't get the chance to talk about those things as often anymore. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you so much.
So good. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
Well, I hope you loved today's episode with Giselle and learned something. And maybe you're also very curious, like I am, to find out more about yourself. I found the whole thing very interesting and I definitely want to dive in more. I actually did go onto their website and do the map/guide. I still don't know what to call anything, but it's under resources, and you just pop in your name and your date of birth and your time of birth and where you were born, and then it just like spits it all out. And I realized that I'm a generator, so I messaged her that, and she said, "Generators are here to bring literal joy into the world. When you guys are in your magic lane and doing what you're excited to do, you literally create energy and momentum." So that's kind of cool. So I'm very excited to learn more. There was a lot of like terms that I didn't know, and I guess you would find out more doing the soul guide. So maybe down the line, that's something I will do. But I will have everything linked for you guys so you can learn more about yourself, and maybe if this is something that interests you, you can find out more too. So thanks again for listening, and as always, if you love this podcast and this episode, I would so appreciate it if you could leave a review, subscribe, and share with your friends. Have a great week, and I will see you next Wednesday.